This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 100 Biography of Corey Mills, the Representative from Florida. General Information. Corey Mills is a Republican politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Florida's 7th Congressional District. He was elected in 2022, marking his first term in Congress. Mills is known for his military background and his advocacy for veterans' issues, national security, and economic policies that support small businesses. Early life and education. Corey Mills was born on July 13, 1980, in Winter Haven, Florida. He grew up in a family with a strong military tradition. His father served in the U.S. Army, which influenced Mills' early interest in military service. Mills attended Winter Haven High School, where he was active in sports and community service. After high school, he enrolled at the University of Central Florida, UCF, where he studied business administration. During his time at UCF, Mills was involved in ROTC, which further solidified his commitment to a military career. Upon graduating from UCF, Mills joined the U.S. Army, where he served as a Special Forces Green Beret. His military service included multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, where he earned several commendations for his bravery and leadership. Early career. After his military service, Corey Mills transitioned into the private sector, focusing on defense contracting and security consulting. He founded PACEM Solutions, a company specializing in defense and security solutions, which provided him with insights into national security and international relations. Mills also engaged in humanitarian efforts, notably in Haiti, where he led rescue operations following the 2010 earthquake. His work in crisis zones highlighted his capability in high-pressure environments, further shaping his public image as a leader in emergency response. His business acumen and military experience made him a notable figure in Florida's business community, often speaking at events about national security, veterans affairs, and economic development. Election history. Corey Mills entered the political arena by running for the U.S. House of Representatives in Florida's 7th District in the 2022 election. The seat was open due to the retirement of incumbent Representative Stephanie Murphy. During the primary, Mills faced a crowded field of Republican candidates but managed to secure the nomination by emphasizing his military service, business experience, and outsider status against career politicians. In the general election, Mills campaigned on a platform of economic recovery, support for law enforcement, and a strong national defense. He won the election with 58.5% of the vote, defeating his Democratic opponent, Karen Green, by a significant margin. His victory was seen as part of a broader trend of military veterans entering Congress, bringing their first-hand experience of national security issues to the legislative process. Political stances. Corey Mills has positioned himself as a conservative Republican with a focus on several key issues. National security. Mills advocates for a robust military and intelligence community, drawing from his own experiences. He supports policies that enhance military readiness and has been vocal about the need for a strong response to threats from nations like China, Russia, and Iran. Veterans Affairs. Given his background, Mills is deeply committed to veterans' issues. He has pushed for better healthcare, mental health services, and employment opportunities for veterans, arguing that the country has a moral obligation to support those who have served. Economic policy. Mills supports tax cuts for individuals and small businesses, arguing that reducing the tax burden will stimulate economic growth. He has criticized excessive government spending and regulations, advocating for a free market approach to economic recovery post-COVID-19. Second Amendment. A staunch defender of gun rights, Mills opposes any legislation that he believes infringes on the Second Amendment. He has supported measures to expand concealed carry laws and has been critical of gun control proposals. Immigration. Mills favors strict immigration controls, emphasizing border security and the enforcement of existing immigration laws. He supports policies aimed at reducing illegal immigration while advocating for a merit-based legal immigration system. Healthcare. *. While not advocating for a complete overhaul of the healthcare system, Mills supports measures to increase competition among providers and reduce costs through market-driven solutions rather than government mandates. Corey Mills, the representative for Florida's 7th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond due to his strong alignment with conservative values and his proactive approach to governance. His background as a combat veteran and his service in Iraq and Afghanistan resonate deeply with many Americans who value military service and the sacrifices made by those who serve. This military experience not only provides him with a unique perspective on national security issues but also instills a sense of duty and commitment to his constituents, which is highly appreciated. One of the key reasons people support Mills is his unwavering commitment to Second Amendment rights. He has been vocal about protecting gun ownership, arguing that it is a fundamental right that ensures personal freedom and safety. His stance resonates with many in his district, where gun ownership is seen not just as a right but as a cultural norm. Moreover, Mills has positioned himself as a staunch defender of economic freedom and limited government intervention. His advocacy for reducing taxes and cutting unnecessary government spending appeals to those who believe in fiscal conservatism. By promoting policies that encourage business growth and personal economic responsibility, he has won the favor of local business owners and individuals who feel overburdened by taxes and regulations. His approach to immigration also plays a significant role in his support base. Mills supports stringent border control measures and has been critical of policies that he believes encourage illegal immigration. This stance aligns with many of his constituents who are concerned about national sovereignty and the rule of law. On the issue of education, Mills advocates for school choice, arguing that parents should have the right to decide where their children are educated, whether it be public, private, or charter schools. This policy is popular among families who feel that the current public education system does not meet their children's needs or reflect their values. Additionally, his engagement with his community through town halls, direct communications, and active social media presence makes him accessible and responsive, traits that are highly valued in political representation. His efforts to keep his constituents informed and involved in legislative processes foster a sense of community and shared governance. Lastly, Mills' support can also be attributed to his alignment with former President Donald Trump, whose endorsement has proven to be a significant boost for many Republican candidates. His loyalty to Trump's policies and his endorsement by Trump have solidified his standing among voters who continue to support Trump's political legacy. Corey Mills, the representative for Florida's 7th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, primarily revolving around his political stances and actions. One of the key issues that has led to a lack of support for Mills is his alignment with controversial policies and figures within the Republican Party. His endorsement of former President Donald Trump and his association with the more extreme elements of the party have alienated moderate voters and those who seek a more centrist approach to governance. Many constituents feel that Mills prioritizes party loyalty over the needs and interests of his district, which has a diverse electorate with varied political views. Another point of contention is Mills' stance on social issues. He has been vocal about his opposition to abortion rights, which has not only drawn criticism from pro-choice advocates but also from those who believe in a woman's right to choose. His support for restrictive policies on reproductive rights has been seen as out of touch with the broader demographic trends in his district, where there is a significant push for more progressive policies on women's health. Environmental policies, or the lack thereof, also play a critical role in the dissatisfaction with Mills. Florida, being particularly vulnerable to climate change impacts like rising sea levels and increased hurricane activity, requires representatives who advocate for robust environmental protection. However, Mills has often sided with business interests over environmental concerns, supporting legislation that reduces regulations on industries known for pollution. This has led to a backlash from environmental groups and constituents who are concerned about the long-term sustainability of their communities. Moreover, Mills' approach to economic issues has been criticized for lacking inclusivity. His economic policies seem to favor large corporations and the wealthy, which many in his district feel does not address the economic disparities and the needs of the middle and working classes. His votes against raising the minimum wage and his support for tax cuts for the rich have been points of contention, painting him as out of touch with the economic realities faced by many of his constituents. Lastly, his communication style and engagement with the public have been perceived as lacking. There's a sentiment that Mills does not adequately engage with his constituents, often appearing more focused on national media appearances than on local town halls or community meetings. This perceived disconnect has fostered a sense of alienation among voters who feel their voices are not being heard or represented in Congress. In summary, the lack of support for Corey Mills stems from a combination of his political affiliations, policy stances on critical issues like social rights, environmental protection, and economic equity, as well as his perceived lack of engagement with the community he represents. These factors contribute to a growing divide between Mills and a significant portion of his electorate, who are looking for representation that aligns more closely with their values and needs. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.